last year, probably 34 to 22. A rich history between these two programs. Jerry Earp, a longtime Hall of Fame coach for Utley, and John Jack Dillon, longtime Hall of Fame coach for Iowa Beach. The field in Utley, obviously named after Coach Earp, and the locker room facility in Iowa Beach named after Dillon. All right, Dave, here's a trivia question for you. What was the most lopsided victory in this rivalry since 1952? Who won, and what was the score slash difference? There's a hint for you. What was the score slash difference?
Wow, that is a great question. Knowing that Iowa Beach has won 38 and others only won 17, I'm going to guess that Harbor Beach won this game. The score slash difference, I guess I don't know. You have to help me out here.
Well, in fact, it's the complete opposite. Ugly defeated Harbor Beach 62-0 way back in 1959. So just a few years ago, Ugly, and that's the largest, anything else didn't cross 50. Everything else was fairly close, except for 1959. Ugly defeated Iowa Beach 62-0. Well, both teams are on the field. Iowa Beach won the toss, but deferred to the second half. Ugly will receive in the first half. Ugly on the left side of the radio, moving to the right. Iowa Beach coming out in the black pants, black jerseys, white lettering with orange outline in the classic all-white helmet. Number 80, Nick Hesley, the 6'3" kicker for Iowa Beach. He's ready to kick this one off. As the kick's going off, Dave, what's your prediction for this one?
I expect to see a hard-fought battle here between two local rivals here. I see a great game coming up in front of us, and I'm going to take Harbor Beach over Ugly in this one. I think it's going to be a good game. I think Harbor Beach pulls away in the end. Their offense is just too dynamic and very difficult to stop.
And I'm going to abstain this week from my prediction. In my hometown. All right. First and 10 from the 20-yard line after the kickoff was actually a touchback. Due to the wind at Hessling's back, current conditions in Harbor Beach High School, 53 degrees with partly cloudy skies, with winds out of the southwest at 14 miles per hour. Chance of rain is at 35%, visibility 8 miles, and 54% humidity. Sunset has jumped to 7:04 p.m. We are at a waning gibbous moon cycle. Since that makes a difference, the forecast is calling for showers. It's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. First and 10 for Ugly, a left side of your radio, team in the backfield. Swing in or center, your passes hands it off to his right side. And a pack of fighters there to meet him. Nothing going there. Maybe a gain of one on the play. Number 5, the ball carrier, that's Kurt Chabosky for Ugly. Brings up 2nd and 8 for the Bearcats at the Harbor Beach at the Ugly 22.
Number 54, Josh Keyes, and 47, Aaron Ginther, leading a charge of Pirates on that tackle.
11:34 in the first quarter, no score. Ugly with the ball first on the first drive tonight. First play, 2 yards to Kurt Chabosky, right up the middle, splitting the hash marks. At the 22-yard line in Ugly territory, same formation, 2 in the backfield. It's another handoff right up the gut this time. A few more yards across the 25 to the 27-yard line, finally brought down. Out of that pack is number 40. That'd be Ryan Haig. He's a
5'9" senior back for Ugly. Brings up a third and 3 from the 27-yard line.
Take it a couple times and keep it himself around the outside and see if they can use his speed to their advantage.
It's 3rd and 3 for Ugly at the 27-yard line. Handoff on the left side to Hay one more time. Gets right up to the 30-yard line. It's going to be close to a first down. He gets across the 30-yard line by about a half a football length, and there's the motion. 1st and 10 for the Bearcats. So in the first set of downs, they move the chains once. 10:34 left in the first quarter. No score. Ugly on their first drive. Moved the ball 10 yards. Still splitting the hash marks on the left side of the radio. Moving to the right. Sweeney under center. 3 men in the backfield. T formation. And out to the left side. This one's to number 20. Breaks through the line of scrimmage. Surging out to the 37-yard line. That's a gain of 7 for Curtis Booms. Excuse me, number 20, David Rakowski.
Number 3, Colin Cook makes the tackle.
2nd and 3 now coming up for Ugly. Down to the 37-yard line. Harbor Beach has not had much of an answer for this Ugly offense, both thus far. It's a standard T. You just stay in your marks and watch all backfield. Sweeney rolls to his left, keeps it for himself, gets across the line of scrimmage and across the six, out to the 41-yard line. Enough for the first down by about a yard. It's going to be a gain of four for Sweeney, and the Bearcats move the chains one more time for Upley.
Number three, Colin Cook makes another tackle.
According to the spot, it's right at the 40-yard line. The near sideline judge is out of the 41. So they're going to bring out the chains to measure here. The front of the football, the half of the football is right on the line, at the 40-yard line. I would say it's the first down. It's exactly that. And it's first and 10 for the Bearcats by about 3 inches. They bring it out to the left hash, and first down and 10 for the Bearcats. Now to the 40-yard line. They have 20 yards in offense thus far.
Probably just slowly just nickel and diming Howard Beach, just kind of feeling everything out right now and just pushing ahead for 3-4 yards on each carry.
T-formation, Sweeney under center, hands out to Rakowski to the left side. He pushes, lunges across the 45, right up at the 43, and dove for the final 2 yards. Gain of 5 for Rakowski and the Bearcats. Second and 5 at the 45 in LA territory. Slowly working the midfield and slowly into Irish territory. 9:08 left in the first quarter, 0-0. The GTC East rivalry game. Same formation, Sweeney under center, 3 men in the backfield. And they hand off right up the middle to number 40, Ryan Hague. He breaks free of his first tackle, gets 5 yards, and then about 3 more into unreached territory at the 46-yard line. That's a first down by 3 yards and a gain of 8 on the play into unreached territory. Moves the chains one more time for Ugly. Ugly offense firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, Clark, so far the run game has worked exceptionally well for Coach Dave Kaufman, and look for them to continue to do more and involve every single running back that we talked about earlier.
Same formation, probably will be all night. First and 10, a handoff to the left side. Rakowski gets through the line of scrimmage in a big hole, gets about 5-6 yards out to the 41-yard line where forward motion is stopped. Stays in bounds. He's at the left hash mark. It's a gain of 5 in the play. Brings up 2nd and 5 for the Bearcats. Now 9 yards into Harbor territory at the Harbor Reach 41-yard line. 8:12 left in the first quarter.
Number 86, Avery Wiener, makes his first tackle.
Defensive coordinator Ron Rubel for Harbor Reach. Instructing his players from the sideline. 2nd and 5, T formation, swing under center. Hands out to the right side. Albert Hagman gets across the line of scrimmage, across the 35, out to the 33, like a bulldozer moving right down the middle of the field. Moves the chains. That's another 8-yard gain for the Bearcats. Exact same play every time and same result.
Yes, so far Harbor Beach is getting spread out and trying to prevent Sweeney and some of these, and Kabotsky and those guys from getting to the outside. And I'll be recognizing that, just giving it to the big fullback, Ryan Hagan. He's just pounding right up the middle right now.
First and 10. This one's a handoff right up the middle to number. Didn't see a number on that one. Number 12, that's Brian Bland. He's a 5'5" senior. Gets about 2 yards on play. He's out to the 30-yard line. 2nd and 8 for the Bearcats at the 30-yard line of the Pirates. Probably has 49 yards on 10 carries, averaging just under 5 yards per carry. With 7 minutes to play in the first quarter, no score, probably on the first drive of the night. They've already coughed up 5 yards, or 5 minutes, on this drive. 2nd and 8. A little bit of a bad snap. Kaufman has to scoop it up around the left side, trying to make a play out of it. And finally gets back to the original line of scrimmage near the far sideline. It bounced around behind the left end there. And finally, Kaufman scooped it up after about 3-4 seconds, luckily for the Bearcats. And now they're faced with 3rd and 8. No gain on that player.
Yeah, Sweeney there, I don't know, muffed the snap a little bit there. He did nice to recover and make something out of nothing there.
3rd and 8 from the 30-yard line. Ugly coming up to the line of scrimmage. 3 men in the backfield. Hay, Bland, and Kabotsky. Sweeney under center. Looking to pass, rolls to his right. As a man open, can he get him? No, he cannot. And we have flags in the play. Colin Cook, number 3 for Howard Beach, was all over him to the contender receiver, number 20, Rakowski, in the near sideline at the 20-yard line. Colin Cook got a few too many hands on him when the ball was coming.